Welcome to Fracking and Health, Ask an Expert. The Endocrine Disruption Exchange has been studying the health impacts from unconventional oil and gas development, also known as fracking, since 2004. In each episode, our Executive Director, Carol Kwiatkowski, asks an expert to answer a question on how fracking may affect your health. You can submit a question at tedx.org.
Welcome to episode 7, where we ask, what's the latest science on fracking and hormone disruption? I'm talking with Dr. Susan Nagel, Associate Professor and Director of the Research Success Center in the Department of Obstetrics, Gynecology, and Women's Health at the University of Missouri. She's pioneered the science at the intersection of fracking operations and hormone or endocrine disruption. Welcome, Dr. Nagel.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
You've taken a very unique line of inquiry into the health effects of fracking operations. Tell us what drives your research questions.
We were initially drawn to this question because of the work that the Endocrine Disruption Exchange had done when they scanned the literature and found that many chemicals used in fracking may disrupt hormone action. Because of my background and my experience, we were uniquely poised to test directly in my laboratory whether fracking chemicals could disrupt hormone receptors. We found that many chemicals used in the process could disrupt many different types of hormone action. So this initial work then led us to the field to ask whether water was impacted in areas of fracking operations. So we went to the field and we sampled water in fracking dense areas, and we brought it back to the lab and tested it for the same types of hormone disrupting activity. At that point, we found that there was an association of increased activity with increased drilling operations. This work led us to the laboratory to ask what effects of these fracking chemicals would have on reproductive and other hormone-related endpoints in laboratory animals.
So at this point in time, what do we know and what don't we know about fracking operations and hormone disruption?
We know that chemicals used in fracking can disrupt hormones. We have tested that directly, and others have tested that as well. We also know that prenatal exposure to a mixture of these chemicals can have many negative impacts on the offspring. This is from laboratory studies where we can test directly the cause and effect relationship between mom's exposure and the outcomes in the offspring. From those studies, we know that prenatal exposure to a mixture altered mammary gland development in adulthood and increased the incidence of lesions that might predispose to cancer. We know that the mixture also altered, decreased the hormones needed to get and stay pregnant in these adult offspring. We have also found with our collaborators that prenatal exposure can alter the immune system and perhaps the ability to respond to infections. But there's still a lot that we don't know. We don't know how these chemicals, if these chemicals are in people. There's just a little bit of data starting to accumulate around this question of biomonitoring or what level of chemical exposure do humans experience. This is an essential area of research that we need to address. At that point, we can also then take the next step of looking at potential cause and effect relationships with, are these chemicals actually disrupting hormones in people? If they are, we would expect them to also impact the ability to get and stay pregnant, for example. And these are endpoints that we need to look for in people.
A lot of the human and the animal studies have looked at prenatal exposure. Should people be concerned about that, and are there particular health outcomes to watch out for?
Yes, we should be concerned. We know from epidemiological studies, so studies of health outcomes in people that live near fracking operations, We know that the maternal or mom's residence during pregnancy has been associated with birth defects in babies. We also know that there are other negative birth outcomes that have been associated with mom's residence during pregnancy as well. And as I mentioned, we know from the laboratory that these chemicals, we know that the way they act to disrupt hormones may in fact be the causative reason that we see for these outcomes in people.
So given what we know now, what actions should advocacy groups be taking?
I think a real role is in connecting scientists and the people that are potentially affected. We need to be able to have access to people in these areas that are experiencing potential exposures. And I think that's a real need that they can fill very well. I think it's also important for them to collect and stay up on the most current health information on potential health impacts so that they are educated and can educate others. And I think it's important for them to collect information from folks that are potentially impacted, so on what they think are possible outcomes of their exposures.
Those are great suggestions. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time in answering our questions.
Thank you again for having me.
Thank you for listening. TEDx is a nonprofit research institute funded by grants from private foundations and by donations from individuals who care about our health and the environment. Visit our website at tedx.org for more information on what we do, to submit a question for an expert, or to make a donation.